Don't you love that? You know what that means. WGHN award-winning boating and fishing report on the J. Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline. We say hello to Charter Captain Brian Moat. How you doing, pal?
Hey, I'm doing good. Glad to be back.
Uh-huh. I'm glad you're back, too. Wow, I see that you caught a nice king salmon back on the 3rd of May with an orange flash dot spoon. Very, very nice.
Yeah, we've been doing real well. It's been a great spring so far. Fishing's been good. Water's still cold.
Yeah.
But we're kind of really kicking things off today. Everybody's had charters, but today the whole group at Chinook Pier is out.
Mm-hmm.
We do this every year. It's the American Public Works Association of Michigan.
Yep.
They do a memorial tournament for Eric Scott. So they call it APWA Eric Scott Memorial Tournament. So they basically ran all the boats at Chinook Pier, and then county workers can go out and they do a little tournament, and then they do some scholarships for kids that are interested in getting into the public works and things. So it's kind of a cool little kickoff event, you know, that we do every year.
I love this.
Gets everybody excited, yeah. So we're all out now, and fishing's actually been good this morning. So it's out a little bit deeper water, 130 to 250 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's kind of averaging in that 200-foot of water range, but there's a lot of nice king salmon and some steelhead around being caught.
Very cool. Primarily
on spoons, but
yeah.
Yeah, and then we got another one coming up. Next week we do another tournament on Friday. Matter of fact, I think you guys are going to come out for that one,
mm-hmm.
Earl O'Brien
yep.
Memorial Tournament. We've been doing that one forever, and that one's really cool because it benefits DeVos Children's Hospital.
Right.
So that's kind of a big event we do. So, yeah, the season's just kicking off, and everybody's excited for it, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there are some kids that, you know, that may have never even held a fishing pole in their hands, you know, and if you can get them out on a boat and they can not think about everything that they're going through or that they went through, you know, it's just such a magical moment. We talk about spoons and all kinds of different lures and things like that. Maybe we can come up with, like, something for the morning show. We've talked about it, but We'll have to. Yeah, like I don't know, a Lucy in the Sky or a Barbie theme thing. I don't know. Have any costs gone up with you guys for fishing charters?
So everything is, you know, very similar. Some of the tackle prices are up
mm-hmm.
for sure because some of the hooks and different things are imported. So tackle's up a little bit.
Right.
Fuel is really about exactly the same as it has been,
okay.
Which is a lot higher on the water. So we pay $5.17 a gallon for fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot more than you pay at the normal car gas pump.
Oh, yeah.
But it hasn't really gone up, which is good.
Okay.
It's been that price for the last couple years. Other than that, things are, you know, little things go up.
I bet,
you know,
yeah, that you didn't think
like
were going to go up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, all the little stuff definitely goes up, even like boat soap and things like that.
Really,
but,
really.
But it's just part, you know, it's happening everywhere. But
it sure
you
is.
Know, we deal with it. We're trying to keep our prices the same and,
okay, good.
And get people out there and let them enjoy the water as much as we can.
Yeah, people can go to fishgh.com. Not only can they book a charter, but you also do these scenic cruises, which I think is really cool. You can take people in places that they haven't seen, you know, on the water. So that's really, really cool. There was one more thing. Oh, I know. Last year it felt like, I mean, the fishing was great last year. We had really scorching temperatures, but the water just didn't cooperate. Remember how cold the water was last year? Do you remember?
Yeah. And the thing was, that's one of the reasons the fishing was so good, because that water was cold all year.
That's
so
why.
So salmon were in that shallow water,
mm-hmm.
you know, in times where they're not usually, like June, July. We were still catching king salmon
yeah.
right out in front of the pier head. So for us, it was great.
Right.
You know, for people wanting to just go boating and swimming and stuff, it was definitely chilly, but
yeah.
but it was excellent for the fishing. We had a record season last year and did a record number of trips.
Yeah.
hopefully made a lot of memories for people.
Sure.
So it was good.
Yeah, the fishing was great, but the swimming, I didn't even put my head under, okay?
That's
I didn't even put my head under the lake this year. I mean, that's a first. I'm so excited to start the boating and fishing season on Monday, 7:20, 8:20, and then 4:20 with Jesse Bruce in the afternoon. Captain Brian Moat with Fish GH, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you Monday morning. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye-bye. Normally, we always check in right after that Beatle break, so often he'll have to deal with me singing in his ear till we do the actual report. But looking forward to that. And I know many people are. There are people that listen in Grand Rapids. They listen at WGHN.com just for the WGHN award-winning boating and fishing report. Honestly. All right.